man, here we go again. Up early, feed the dog, out the door, traffic, at the office, boss in some kind of mood today, no time for lunch, annoying coworker, no time to relax, bedtime. Then we gotta do it all again? No way. Because the best way to break up the mundane every day is to play at Wild Rose Casino and Resort. Slots, tables, sports, and a whole lot of perks when you join and play with your club wild card. So, let's play. Wild Rose Casino and Resort, Clinton.
Does your financial advisor take the time to really listen to you? Is your financial strategy personalized for you and your family? Will your financial advisor be there as your life and financial situation changes? When you work with Edward Jones, they focus on what's important to you. You'll work together and use an established process to create a personalized financial strategy backed by the advice, tools, and resources to help you reach your goals. And they'll partner with you to help your strategy stay on track. Visit EdwardJones.com or stop by the office of Todd Nash in Coralville, Jeff Rudolph, or Scott McGill in Iowa City, or Travis Whitmore in North Liberty. Edward Jones, making sense of investing. Member SIPC.
This is Hawkeye Recap with Brian Hurley, part of the Hawk Fanatic Network. On this podcast, we will relive past Iowa football and basketball games and players from the past 100 plus years. To find more games and players, visit HawkeyeRecap.com.
In this week's episode, I'm going to highlight Bob Stoops. I'll start with his player profile, and then I'll move on to a book review on his book called No Excuses, The Making of a Head Coach. I'll also go over the profile for Kenny Pallone, who was a quarterback and defensive back for the Hawks and led them to the Big Ten Championship in the 1956 season and to the Rose Bowl victory, where he was named MVP. He also had a very prolific CFL career. He recently passed away, so I'll go through his bio. Bob Stoops attended Cardinal Mooney High School in Youngstown, Ohio. He was coached by his father in high school and was recruited by Bob Cummings, who was also from Ohio, but he ended up spending only 1 year at Iowa before Cummings was fired. He redshirted his freshman season in 1978, but the Hawks suffered blowout losses and he considered not coming back to Iowa for next season, but stuck with it under new head coach Hayden Fry. He turned into a four-year starter and was a first-team All-Big Ten selection at defensive back in 1982, despite his smaller frame. He was named Iowa's team MVP and team captain in 1982. He made 230 tackles and 8 interceptions in his career, and he helped lead the program back to its winning ways, including the 1981 Big Ten Championship and appearance in the 1982 Rose Bowl. But he had even greater success as a coach. After working as a grad assistant at Iowa for many years, he held various coordinator and coaching positions at Kansas State and Florida before being named head football coach at Oklahoma. At the same time, Kirk Ferentz was named head coach at Iowa, and many fans were hoping that he would be the Iowa coach, which he had interviewed for the job. During the 2000 season, he led the Sooners to an Orange Bowl victory and the national championship. He was awarded the Paul Bear Bryant Award in 2000 and the Walter Camp Coach of the Year Award in 2000 and 2003. He spent 18 years coaching at Oklahoma, winning a school record 190 games, including that national championship in the year 2000. The Sooners finished in the top 10 11 different times. And his brothers Mike and Mark also attended Iowa and have been head coaches at major college schools. He was born September 9th, 1960, and is 63 years old. I've got quite a few different photos that are pretty cool to check out. I have met Bob Stoops one time. It was at a get together for Hayden's 90th birthday party in Dallas. And he has that definite coaching persona that makes him pretty successful. He's also been admitted into the College Football Hall of Fame as a coach. So in 1978, under Bob Cummings, he redshirted and then redshirted 4 seasons under Fry, 79, 80, 81, and 82. Got a link to his Wikipedia page and his NCAA stats, although they're pretty light. I don't know if those are even accurate, so I might cross-check those if you're looking at that. Chuck Long had a podcast back in 2021, and Bob Stoops was interviewed by him, and they coached together at Oklahoma. And then there's an article about him being named to the College Football Hall of Fame. And then when Stoops came back to be an honorary captain in August 30th of 2019. There's also a YouTube channel that he has put together. And then I wrote an article about his autobiography called No Excuses, The Making of a Head Coach. I wrote that in September of 2019, and I'll go through that review here in a minute. In the videos, I've got a link to the 2011 Insight Bowl, where Iowa played Oklahoma when he was a head coach. I also have a video from FryFest in 2018, where they interviewed some of the coaches from the 1983 team. There was also a statue unveiling held at the University of Oklahoma, and so there's a video on that. And then a video from the 2001 Orange Bowl, number one Oklahoma versus number two Florida State. You can check out the highlights of that game in which they won. Got a couple quotes. My blessing was coming up under Coach Fry and all those great assistants, Kirk Ferentz, Dan McCarney, Barry Alvarez, Bill Brazier, Bill Snyder. I came up under the best coaches in the country with those assistant coaches and Coach Fry together. Going with Coach Snyder and developing Kansas State from the ground up was a huge learning experience. It topped off being around Steve Spurrier at Florida, who is an incredible coach. I have been around great people. And there's a link where he talks about his success behind coaching. There weren't many people after me in terms of recruiting. Coach Cummings giving me a shot and giving me an opportunity to come to Iowa was the biggest break I ever had in my life. And that was also from the 2019 article. I was on a defense with a bunch of wild, tough guys. It was a crew, and there was a fight every other play in practice. I'm still great friends with all those guys. And then he had one more quote about Coach Fry. He had swagger. He projected confidence. That's what we needed at the time at Iowa. We're like, you know what? We can beat anyone. Hayden gave us that swagger and that attitude, and I've always remembered it. The article I wrote for his book review is called Bob Stoops' New Book, A Great Read for Iowa Fans, from September of 2019. The book is an autobiography with help from Gene Wojciechowski. Former Iowa player and assistant coach Bob Stoops recently published a new autobiography, No Excuses, The Making of a Head Coach. The book explains his rise from undersized football player to national championship coach at Oklahoma, based on his mentoring from his dad, his high school coach, Hayden Fry, Bill Snyder, and Steve Spurrier. Since this website is based on past videos, I wanted to highlight the games that Bob Stoops mentions in his book that you might find interesting. The book starts at the statue unveiling ceremony at the University of Oklahoma after his retirement. So you can watch a video there. So there's a bunch of videos on this article you can check out. Here are some key games during his playing days at Iowa, and I have a link to each of these games if you want to check out more details. I do have videos for some of these games since they are pretty important, since they are pretty monumental wins in program history. His first win under Coach Fry in 1979. Then he mentions the Iowa upset win over number six UCLA in 1981. And then right after that, Iowa upset number seven Nebraska in 1981. Then he mentions the Bo Schembechler loss to Iowa, and then the Peach Bowl win over Tennessee in 1982. When he left with Bill Snyder to rebuild Kansas State, here is a video of the first win that ended their 31-game losing streak, and this was against North Texas in 1989. Then he also highlights their first victory over Oklahoma in 1993, so it took them quite a few years to actually beat them. So you can watch a video of that if you're interested. Then he mentions going to Florida and then them winning a national championship when he was the assistant head coach and defensive coordinator at Florida in their win over Florida State in the 1997 Sugar Bowl. Then there's a video about him being announced as new head football coach at Oklahoma in 1999. In the book, he actually goes into detail about the whole process of being interviewed at Iowa and then being interviewed at Oklahoma and why he accepted the job at Oklahoma. I felt like that was really helpful to read that as an Iowa fan, because obviously I was disappointed too, thinking that he would be a good fit here. It was really painful to see him win a national championship at Oklahoma. But in the book, he even mentions that Hayden Fry recommended he take the Oklahoma job. He said it's a lot easier to recruit there, has more resources, more talent. It's a blue blood. He's going to have an easier time succeeding. And that's true. So I thought that made a little bit more sense that even Fry recommended he take that job. He also mentions that Oklahoma was really strong after him. And when he interviewed at Iowa, they were like wishy-washy and said, "Oh, we're going to talk to a few other people. We'll get back to you." Oklahoma, right after the interview, said, "We want you. We're offering you the job. Come take it." And so he had admiration for Oklahoma over those years. When he grew up, he said he idolized Billy Sims, who was a running back at Oklahoma. And so there was more connection there to Oklahoma than I realized at the time. As an Iowa fan, I was disappointed, but after listening to his book and hearing his side of it, it made a lot more sense.
Do you need a great electrical contractor or fire and water restoration specialist? Well, contact Lance Bolin at LB Electric and LJ Construction in North Liberty. Lance has served the corridor for many years and is ready to help you. Call Lance Bolin at 319-640-1116. That's 319-640-1116. Or visit LJ_construction on Instagram for licensed and insured electrical work, fire and water restoration, and remodeling.
Hi, this is AJ Perez, managing partner at Deere Chrysler Dodge Jeep Ram of Waukee and Iowa City. I'm so proud of our team at both locations. We are committed to one thing, giving our customers the absolute best when it comes to service and a car buying experience, the kind of experience that brings you back. What makes us different? We believe at Deere, we don't just sell cars, we help people buy them.
The next game he talks about is Oklahoma's victory over Kansas State in the Big 12 championship game in 2000. Which would have been against his former coach and mentor, Bill Snyder. And then he talked about the national championship victory over Florida State in 2000, which was in the 2001 Orange Bowl against number 2 Florida State. I also mentioned Roy Williams, one of their great players, and a Superman play he had against Texas in 2001. There's a video there you can check out. They returned to the national championship game in 2003, but ended up losing to LSU. And then they were back in the national championship game in 2004, and they end up losing to number 1 USC. Then he talks about the loss they had to Boise State in the 2007 Fiesta Bowl. And that was one of the most exciting games, if you remember that one. I've got a link to the highlights of that game, but it's very entertaining. Boise State won it in overtime or at the end of the game on a trick play, and everyone didn't give them any chance of beating Oklahoma. So that was a fun game to rewatch if you haven't seen that or don't remember that one. Then he talks about 2008, where number 5 Oklahoma defeated number 2 Texas Tech, and then another national championship loss to Florida in 2008. And then in 2011, Iowa played Oklahoma in the Insight Bowl and defeated the Hawks. I think it was 31-10, so there's a link to that game. And then in the next year, the 2011 Sugar Bowl, Oklahoma upset victory over Alabama in that game. Then he talked about some incidents with Joe Mixon, who got in trouble, arrested for assault, and how that situation unfolded. And a lot of people didn't like the way he handled that situation, so he talks about his side of the story on that. And they talked about a comeback win against Tennessee on the road in double overtime in 2015. Then in 2016, there was a players' protest against racism at Oklahoma. I don't remember the story exactly, but you can read a little bit more on that. But he talks about that situation and how he tried to handle that. Then there was a ESPN special done on Mackenzie Asher, who was a cancer patient, someone that Baker Mayfield really connected and bonded with. And he talked about how that story really helped the team and what that experience was like. And there's a video on that special. And then it kind of wraps up with his retirement after 18 seasons. He did come back and coach one more bowl game for them when they were in transition between coaches. And he ended up winning that game as well. So overall, it's a really good book. Definitely recommend you check it out. I like audiobooks. So and if you're listening to this podcast, you probably like that too. So that's a great way to digest it and hear his voice and speak firsthand about his experiences. So if you do check out that book or if you've heard it, send some feedback or send some comments on my post or on the website. I've actually added something onto the site where you can add comments. All you got to do is create a login. It's a little different than the website login, but you can type in comments. So on this article, which will be linked in the show notes, you can add your comments below about what you thought about the book. The feature is also available for any player or any game So definitely go through and love to hear some of your comments, thoughts, and insights into different parts of the website.
Hi, I'm Jim Street, owner of Streets Maintenance. As a licensed, insured, and bonded master plumber, I specialize in all plumbing repairs, including but not limited to water heater and sump pumps to toilet and faucet repairs and replacements. For more information about my business, I'm online at streetsmaintenance.com and Facebook, or give me a call at 400-4483, 400-4483.
Support for this podcast comes from Systems Unlimited, celebrating 50 years of providing services to people living with disabilities and mental health needs throughout East Central Iowa. A list of their services and upcoming events can be found at sui.org. That is sui.org.
And the last thing I'll cover today is the player profile for Kenny Pallone. He was a quarterback and defensive back at Iowa. He attended Clinton High School. He won the 120-yard high school hurdles at the Iowa Boys State High School track meet and Drake Relays in 1953, and he went on to earn All-State honors in football and basketball as a senior. He wanted to continue to play football and basketball and run track for the Hawkeyes, but his academics suffered in his first season, and he decided to focus on football. He started at quarterback his senior season in 1956 and led the Hawks to its first Big Ten Conference title in 35 years and a berth in the Rose Bowl. He scored on a 49-yard run in the first quarter and completed 9 of 10 passes for 83 yards and the Hawks' 35-19 win over Oregon State, and was chosen as the Rose Bowl's most valuable player, and it was Iowa's first bowl game win ever. He led the team in rushing, passing, scoring, and interceptions, as he also played defensive back. He was named the most valuable football player in the Big Ten and named first team All-American. Instead of playing in the NFL, he signed with the Winnipeg Blue Bombers of the CFL and went on to win the Grey Cup 4 times, 1958, 59, 61, and 62, including scoring the winning touchdown in the 1961 title game, the first title game in CFL history that went into overtime. He was named to the CFL All-Star team 3 times, 1957, 59, and 65, over his 11-year career. He is a member of the CFL's Hall of Fame, and he was inducted in 1975. He is also a member of the National Iowa Varsity Club Hall of Fame, the Quad City Hall of Fame, and Clinton High School Hall of Fame. He was born June 3, 1935, and died on February 13, 2024, at the age of 88. So he was a first-team All-Conference in 1956. He was a Big Ten Player of the Year in 1956 and first-team All-American. He's in the U of I Athletics Hall of Fame, and he was drafted in the 19th round by the Cleveland Browns in the 1957 NFL Draft, but chose to go to the CFL. He arrived on campus for the 1953-54 season, but did not letter. Then he lettered in 1954, 1955, and then 1956. I've got a link to his Wikipedia page and his NCAA stats, and then the recent article published last week, former Hawkeye All-American Kenny Pallone passes. And then there's an article called Football Was Only a Part of Pallone's Game from the Quad City Times, and then a link to the CFL Hall of Fame. Then there's also a feature on Pallone in the 1981 game day program when Iowa was playing Nebraska. So you can also check that out. I've also got some older photos that you can check out as well on the site. For videos, I've got a segment called Hooray for the Hawkeyes, which relives some past moments in Iowa football broadcast history. You can hear some of the highlights on the radio from 1956.
Engineer of the 1956 team was its quarterback, Kenny Plain, named the Big Ten's most valuable player.
I appreciated very much the opportunity being a small part of the state football team this year. I don't know when I've ever met a greater bunch of guys or had more fun playing football than I did this year. I really appreciated the opportunity playing with these guys and being coached by the small coaching staff at the State University of Iowa. I think they're the greatest.
There's also an interview with him calling him a Blue Bomber legend. And then when he was inducted into the Manitoba Hall of Fame, there's a video from that. And then they highlight that Grey Cup victory in 1962. They call it the Fog Bowl, where the Bombers won. And then the 1961 Grey Cup, when Kenny Pallone scored the game-winning touchdown run in overtime. And then another video that features him in the Winnipeg Blue Bombers history. So hopefully you learned something new about Kenny Plone, one of the great Hawkeyes. If you have topics or games or opponents or players you'd like to learn about, please contact me. You can reach me through the website, HawkeyeRecap.com. You can also find me on Twitter and on Facebook. If you know other Hawkeye fans that might like hearing this podcast, if you could please let them know about it, I really appreciate it. Thanks and go Hawks.